You're listening to Rosie on the House.
And it's 8 o'clock. It is the Outdoor Living Hour. Come on around back. This is where we go from our 7 o'clock Arizona People, Places, and Things Hour to back down to Earth Hour. When I talk down to Earth, I'm talking hands in the soil. The fourth Saturday of the month, we have Urban Farmer, Farmer Greg, and the Urban Farm. Welcome to the broadcast, and I can see you've been busy at it this morning. We're coming into the summer. The light's up at 5 o'clock. You've been out in the garden, haven't you?
Loving it. Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you get done this morning at the Urban Farm?
Oh, my gosh. I walked the dog. I pulled a few weeds out of the front yard.
And I'm sure you fed them to your chickens, which is the topic of today.
There you go. I was going to say it's really appropriate, the rooster at the beginning of this segment. And we are with
Kari Spencer, author and the City Farming. You joined us at the end of last month with, along with Farmer Greg, we had John Eisenhower in. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're talking chickens today, and if you have a question or you'd like to join the conversation, it is the topic on chickens, but we've got a variety of expertise sitting here before us, along with y'all. You're a master gardener as well through the corporate extension office, correct?
Cooperative extension, yeah.
Yes,
and
I am.
A master farmer as well.
And that's a great opportunity for you to connect with them by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923. Or if you have a question, you can email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. You've got maybe a plant insect identification you need help with, just take out your phone, snap a picture, and email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. So why chickens? What's the benefit?
Oh, my gosh. Well, besides fresh eggs every morning.
And fun.
Oh, and definitely fun. They're a riot. You know, one of the things that the chickens do for me in my backyard is they mow my grass. I let them free range in my backyard, not in my gardens. They will take out your garden as well. But I let them free range in my backyard, and they do all my mowing for me.
Yeah, and, you know, Greg just said that chickens will take out a garden. So if you have a garden that is at the tail end of the growing season and you want to refresh it, put the chickens in there. They'll refresh that garden for you.
Refresh and refertilize.
Yes, they will. They'll scratch through it. They'll aerate it. They'll fertilize it. And they're great composters as well. Yeah, they are really good at breaking down organic matter.
And when you talk about funny, they are quite entertaining to have while you're out in your yard and you're, you know, just or just sitting under the shade tree enjoying the afternoon. They're very rarely idle.
Oh yes, they're perpetual motion machines. When we first got chickens, we just stared at them for hours, watching them because they were so fun.
Well, I'm very proud of you that in your book you don't have any pictures of chickens with diapers on.
Wait, no.
Jennifer gets another magazine at home, Mary Jane something something. They put diapers on the chickens and they roam through the house.
Oh, no way.
That's not something we did. We only had our chickens in the house when they were tiny little chicks.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you.
So where do we get started? Where do you buy a chicken?
Well, there's a lot of places that you can get chickens. In the springtime, they're at feed stores. You might even be able to find them right now at the feed stores. I'm not really sure.
Western Ranchman's always great. They're near 32nd Street in Greenway. You can talk to Dottie and Amy over there, and, you know, they usually have some.
Yeah.
Well, and oftentimes I stop there on my way home picking up sack feed, and this is the part of the broadcast they always hear as they're getting their store open.
Yes,
and
it
they
is.
Always reference Greg, and, hey, I heard Greg on the show again.
Well, now we do a shout-out to them. There you go.
Yeah, another place, and this is kind of fun, you can order hatching eggs online. And if you order the ones that are just about to hatch, sometimes they will hatch in transit. So when your package arrives, it's cheaping.
Now, the caution point there is it's not sexed, so you don't know what you're getting.
It depends on the hatchery. It depends on the kind of chicken. But, yeah, there is a risk with any buying any baby chick that you might get a rooster because they are difficult to sex. But the hatcheries are pretty good at it. They have, we were talking about this the other day, they have about a 99% percent accuracy rate.
Yep.
So if you're ordering chicks that are guaranteed to be hens, then that's what you get, about 99%.
Yeah.
We've ordered probably close to 300 chickens over the last 6 years. We keep a constant turnover going, so we always have fresh eggs. And there's been one time we had a rooster, and it was the Polish breed. So it wasn't even a common breed. We were just trying something new. We usually go with our tried and true hatching or laying breeds, and then we'll throw in a random one here or there just for fun.
What are the tried and true breeds that you raise?
You know, right now we rotate between Longhorns and Buff Orpingtons.
Leghorns.
I say Longhorn? Yeah. That's our cows. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting my animals mixed up here. Leghorns and Buffs are our best layers. And we tried one recently, a private hatchery out of California that raises buckeyes that are designed for the Southwest. And again, my problem there is we ordered 24 and 14 ended up being roosters.
Oh boy.
Wow. So
we had chicken stew for a long time
before
we had eggs, but
yeah, that can happen.
What are your breeds of preference? Rhode Island Reds are another good one.
Rhode Island Reds are good. They're a little bit more aggressive than I like. Buffs are nice.
Barred Rocks,
yeah.
Are great.
Definitely.
Those are nice colors.
Yeah. Boy, there are a lot of great chicken breeds. One of my favorites is a very ugly breed, but does great here. The naked neck chicken. They look look like turkeys, turkeys.
No. No, ugly pets should be outlawed. And speaking of outlawed, in my mind, I'm wondering, as a listener, what lot size do I need for chickens? And how many chickens do I need to ensure I get one fresh egg a day? And do I have to check with the city or the homeowner association at all? Can I just bring chickens to the yard?
A couple more points on breeds before we go into size and requirements.
How many more breeds are there?
Oh, my gosh. I think my book has at least 180 different breeds in it.
Seriously?
At least.
Chickens. But we've ruled out the headless chicken.
Well, it has a head. It just doesn't have any feathers on its neck.
You've got to be careful. If you're new to it and you're shopping, knowing what you're getting. And there was a time we read a review. Everybody said, man, this is a great bird. You've got to go. Well, no one ever said it was a bantam. So we end up with these little quail-sized eggs.
Yeah.
And these Phoenix bantam chickens are incredible flyers. So they got out of everything. They became extremely aggressive. And worked out being great target practice for the kids.
Oh,
oh gosh!
You're so bad.
When I said, you know, what do you guys want to do with them?
I know my sweet Heidi is out there cringing this morning because these hens are her pets, and when they get sick, they come inside into the we have a place where we keep them inside until they get well again. So we keep our hens as pets, not as.
Well,
shooting practice.
With my 8-year-old daughter, I mean, they were attacking her every time she would go to feed. Oh. And I'm like, do whatever you want with them. She's like, I got the BB gun. I'm like, whatever. I said, whatever. And she took care of the problem for us.
Well, those bantams, first we should just explain what a bantam is. It's just a midget breed, a small breed.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And they're very funny. They are incredibly fun to watch. And some of them, like the frizzles, they just look hilarious to begin with, but they do tend to get a little bit more aggressive than the bigger, heavier breeds.
Mm, really?
And even though they're tiny, they can be loud. Really
those
loud.
Small body frames, they can fly. Those bigger chickens, their wings just can't support the weight. So those bantams become extremely good flyers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, bantams might be nice if you have a small space and you want to have chickens that are small.
And you got to have a chicken prison. They can't get out.
Right. You got to have that so that they don't fly away on you.
Yeah. That's only part of the reason to have a chicken prison, though. I live right here at 16th Street and Bethany Home, essentially. And a year and a half ago, we lost some chickens to a bobcat, or two bobcats, right in the middle of Phoenix. And a mere 3 months ago, we had a raccoon on our back patio, which will also take out chickens.
And those raccoons are not afraid of you or me.
No.
Or anybody. They will fight for their territory.
Yeah. Right. And the coyotes are a little afraid of humans, but they come at night.
Yeah.
When you're not watching.
Yeah. So if you are going to put together, you know, chickens for your backyard, I'm a big, big proponent of everybody having at least three in your backyard. You have to have a predator-proof coop.
And you talk about the letting them out during the day and doing your mowing, though, which works
right.
Great because
yep.
If you raise them in the coop night and day, when you open the coop, they just go back there at night. They like to roost. They like to
yep.
be up high. You give them a nice – I mean, they tuck themselves in bed every time Landry doesn't close the coop behind her because she loves to watch them out in the yard. And even though they, like you say, they eat mama's flowers sometimes and we have to shoo them off. But nighttime comes and, I mean, they just go close the gate.
That's one of the reasons that I like to let my chickens out an hour or two before dusk. Because then they can go out and run around.
They have limited time of destruction.
Yeah, they're going to be looking for the most juicy treats, like the insects, and so much my plants, unless, of course, there's a ripe tomato. They'll take that for sure. But they will run around the yard, take care of the insects, and then put themselves away. And I don't have to herd them back into the coop.
Well, we've got a number of callers lined up ready to talk. We've got an open line still at 1-888-767. 4348 Rosie for you. Text to 411-923, or if you've got a picture you'd like to send to help whether plant or insect identification, or we're talking chickens today, chicken
yep.
breed identification, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Joined by Farmer Greg of The Urban Farm and Kari Spencer of, I know, the author of the City Farming book. I know you. The micro project is still
the
burned in the back
project.
Of my brain, but it's the city farming author now.
Yes.
And the micro project's been, like a lot of projects, it's been reprioritized.
Absolutely. We moved, and so that has a way of reprioritizing everything.
Is there somebody managing the micro farm project?
No, we actually sold the original property. We're on a brand new property, and
we are starting over. Did the new buyers keep up and continue to propagate and harvest?
You know, we were hopeful that they would, but in the end, they ended up not doing that. And so we were a little sad about that. But we have enjoyed the opportunity to start over fresh, especially knowing what we know now, because with our first property, of course, we made a lot of mistakes. And so now we can start fresh.
There you go. Hey, I like that. We've got opportunity to get on the line at 1-888-767-4348. And if you're out in the garden and yard and you find yourself slapping and swatting at mosquitoes, I know we don't have a lot here in Arizona, but those little microclimates, especially when you introduce water, you've got some standing water and a nearby abandoned pool. Well, hey, look, if you've got an abandoned pool and no one's taking care of it, just get Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. Drop a few on top and it'll kill the larva before it even hatches. If you've got maybe a deck or a wood stack that you're trying to fog them out of, Bonide's got you covered there with their mosquito beater yard fogger. You've got a lawn area, you can hook up your ready to spray application. They even have a granular you can spread right into your gardens and be mosquito free. Bonide products are proudly made in America, and you can find them all over the state, including Savanos in Tucson, all Summerwind's locations in the Phoenix metro area, and in northern Arizona at Waters Garden Center out on Iron Springs Road.